Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Mem Hei. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last word on page 14. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Heicha shelo hisnu betchila. In a case where they didn't make a tnai from the beginning, we've been discussing in this siman that if a Yisrael and a Goy want to make a partnership together and not have a problem of the Jew making money on Shabbos, so the way they should do it was the built-in tnai from before the Shutva starts, that the Jew will work one day during the week and the Goy will work one day on Shabbos. The Goy gets the money from Shabbos, the Jew gets the money for during the week, and everything is fine. Here we discuss in Siv Gimel where they didn't make such a tnai from the beginning, so what do they do? So says the Mechaber, Heicha shelo hisnu batchila, if they didn't make the tnai from the beginning, yesh tikun al yedei sheyachzir hamocher lohem dmei hakarka. So there is an eitzah of how to fix it up through the seller returning to them the money they gave for the land. Oyim kiru liish acher, or they can sell off the land to a different person. V'yachziru v'yiknuhu b'shutafus, and then they'll go back and buy it again with the shutfus. V'yasnu b'shas haknia, and this time when they buy it as a partnership, they'll do it with the proper tnai in place. So simply stated, all the Mechaber just said was just undo the deal and then redo it again, and this time do it properly. That when you're starting the shutfus, you do it with the tnai. And the Mechaber is going to go on and give different examples of the same idea. If they made a partnership in a store and they did not make a tnai, so yachzor kol echad vito chalko, each person goes and takes his chelek, v'yivatlu hashutfus, and they'll go be mavatlu hashutfus, v'achar kach yachzoru l'hishtate v'yasnu batchila, and again they'll start over. They'll make their shutfus again from the beginning, and they'll make a tnai from the beginning, and everything will be fine. And if they receive the karka from someone else to do the work as shutfim, so again, yivatlu ashituf, they'll cancel their partnership. V'imcholu zelazen, they'll be mochel each other. V'achakach yechazru v'yishtate v'yasnu batchila, and again, they'll become partners again. They'll make a tnai. All these cases are just going through different examples of different kinds of partnerships, but basically the same idea. Any partnership that wasn't done properly, so they can just start over, be mevatel the partnership, start the partnership again, and make the tnai from the beginning, which is the way it has to be done. The Rama says, V'im yirtze lahaskir le'enu Yehudi chelko b'shabbos. Another eitz of the Rama says, if they don't want to be mevatel l'shutfos and start over again, and they want to rather that the Jew will rent out to the goy his chelk on Shabbos, or the Jew wants to hire the guy as a kablon, shari, that will be permissible. Commotion is bar la'el, sov simen reish memdal inyan nechas umadvea de shari. Just like we saw in the last simen, when the Jew has the control over the taxes, or the Jew has the control over the minting, we said these two eitzes were permissible. You could either hire the guy for your chelek on Shabbos, or you can hire him as a kablon. V'kol shekein kan d'shari im shutafus ha'eno Yehudi. Certainly it would be okay over here, where you have from the beginning a partnership with the goy. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot in Yudalad, going on the Mechaber that said, that if you did the shutfus the wrong way, just undo it and then start over again. But he said, sheyachzir hamocher lahem d'mei hakarka, that the seller should give them back their land and they should redo it. Says the Mishavura, b'chol shemishpat isra shetzarech ato kinyan meichadosh lahaknos lahamocher. It's not just redoing it, it's not a game. It actually has to be done with a new kinyan to the seller. V'lo sagi bazeh sheyachzir lo hadomim v'ashtar mechira. They can't just play around with returning the money in the shtar mechira. There has to be proper kinyanim in place to undo it and then to redo it. V'ayin sham simin kuf peites v'kuf tzadidah l'inyan kinyan heino Yehudi. And look over there, we discuss the details of how exactly you make a kinyan together with a goy. Sivkoton tezvav is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said that we have these two other eitzes. If you don't want to undo the shutfus and then redo it, you could either hire the guy to work your chelak on Shabbos, or you could hire him as a kablon. So says the Mishabura, Ayin b'magen Avram v'taz sheneskashu bazem ma'od. Look in the Magen Avram and the Taz, they have great difficulty with this psak of the Ramah. The lama yeh mutter, why should this be mutter? The eino dome l'simen reish memdala, this is not similar to reish memdala, which Ramah seems to be comparing it to. The sham shari mishum psei d'dafka. There we were lenient that the Jew could hire the guy, he could rent him the rights, or he can hire him as a kablon. That was all permissible because there was a pseida over there. And apparently the Achronim understand over here there's less of a pseida, and therefore they're bothered, why should this be mutter? V'teiretz ha-Magen Avram b'maskona, the Magen Avram comes out and answers l'maskona, d'hocha ayri shemaskir lo eschelko b'shabbos b'havlo. He's not just hiring out and renting out his chelok to the goy to work just on Shabbos, he's actually doing it with a whole havlo, the hainu, meaning to say, shemaskir lo kol yomei ha-Shabbos el-Shalom. He's hiring him out, he's renting to him all his days of Shabbos, im shnayim u'shloshe yomim me'achol, together with 2 or 3 days of the week, and therefore is being done by Havloh. The su leka kan mishum schar Shabbos. And then, as we know, whenever there's Havloh, there is no problem of Shabbos earnings. Umad eshori b'kibolas, and that which we say, the other eight, so it's mutter to hire him as a kablon, and you're paying him by the job. Mari gamkin shelo yichel lo Shabbos b'kibolas is also discussing where you did not only hire him as the kablon for Shabbos, ela b'sama. You hired him stam to be a kablon. Kol ema shetase be'atzmucha. Anytime you will do the work on your own, v'tarviach li kach v'kach, and you will earn from me a certain amount of money, eten l'cha kach v'kach, I will pay you such and such an amount of money, and therefore he's not being hired as a kablon for Shabbos with Afka, then it would be okay. The Iker Rabusa the Harama, the Iker Chiddush of the Rama over here is the Kamash Melon de Lo Chashinam Bezel Maris Ayin. The main concern is the Rama is teaching us there will not be a problem of Maris Ayin over here. She Yomru Lutzarech Yisrael Hu Osa, they'll say the guy is doing the work for the Yisrael. Kevan Sheyadua Sheyesh Leino Yehudi Chelekbo, since they know that it started off as a shutfus, therefore that takes care of the problem of Maris Ayin, because there's a guy who owns the Chelek and they'll assume everything the guy is doing is for himself. Umashe kosav kemoshen is bayer. That which the Rama makes the connection to what we learned in the last simon, kavanasu, his intention is kemosham de lo chashashu lo maris ayin. Just like over there, we were not concerned with maris ayin because there was a pseida. Kol shekein hocha de leka maris ayin klal. So certainly over here, there's no maris ayin at all. Kevan shu b'shutafos im ha'eno yehudi. Since you are a partner with the guy, there's no maris ayin. So the only connection between the two cases is that there's both no Maris Ayin. There there's no Maris Ayin because of the Hefzid. Here there's no Maris Ayin because the guy is your partner, and therefore anyone who sees the guy working just assumes he's working for himself. But in terms of the Ikra Halacha, it has to be done in a way that there's no Schar Shabbos, it's done by Havlah, or the Kibolas is not being done specifically for Shabbos. He can work whatever he wants. If he chooses to work on Shabbos, that would be okay. V'chein ha-taz masik ledina de'enu mutter bazeh elu b'havlo. The taz comes out of maskona as well, that it has to be done, the havlo, swallowing up days of work during the week as well. V'afal p'kein yizor shelo ledaber im ha'enu yehudi b'ha'esek b'shabbos. And even so, even if it's done in the proper way, the Jew has to make sure he's not discussing the business with the guy on Shabbos. K'mo shekasu ha'achronim b'so simen reish mem dalet. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalet. Yocho Yisrael Litein Le'enu Yehudi Mos Le'Hisasek Bahem. A Jew is allowed to give money to a guy to invest that money for him. V'afal Pisha Enu Yehudi Nosei V'Nosei Ben B'Shabbos. Even though the guy is going to be involved with the Jew's money and investing it and working with it on Shabbos, Cholek Imo Kol HaSochar B'Shava. The Jew can split all the earnings with the guy equally, even what's earned on Shabbos. Why? Mipnei she'ein malacha zo mutelas al Yisrael la'asosa. Because this work is not incumbent upon the Yisrael to do it. Shenomer that we should say, she'ha'eino Yehudi osa shlichuso. There's nothing incumbent upon a Jew to do that we're going to say if the guy does it, therefore he's doing it as a shliach of the Jew. V'chein ein ha'esek nikar mimihu. Also, there's no problem of Maris Ayin because it's not recognizable whose business the guy is taking care of. The Rama says, "V'davka b'cheagavna she'eno Yehudi nosei v'nosei l'chudim amos." This is specifically discussing where the Jew gives the guy money, and the guy alone is being osek with that money. Avalim kol echad osek biyomo. But if both the Jew and the guy are being osek on different days with the money, v'Yisrael tzorech lasok negin mash osok ha'eno Yehudi b'Shabbos, and the Jew has to work a different day corresponding to the day of Shabbos where the guy is working, that will be osir. Again, unless they had the built-in tie from the beginning, that you get everything for Shabbos, I get everything during the week. But if they didn't make that original tonight, like within Sif Aleph, from the beginning, so to make that tonight later on, as we went, will not help. The Yisrael sheyesh lo mashkon im ha'eno Yehudi, a Jew that has a collateral from a goy, so ein lekamon simen shin chav hei, sif beis v'gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan dalet, Sivkoton Tezayin, rather. Again, the Mechaber said a Jew can give money to a Goy, and the Goy can be investing the money for the Jew. Even though the Goy is doing the business on Shabbos, they can split everything equally. And we explained the reason in the Mechaber, because the Melocha is not mutal on the Yisrael at all, that we should then say the Goy is his Shaliach. Says the Mishabura, Shem Hayam Mutelas Olav Aser Medina. If there was a part that was incumbent upon the Jew to do, then this would be Aser Medin. Kemo Shekasa Bisif Aleph. Like we learned in the beginning of the Simon, Shem Lo Hisnu Shaser. If they didn't make the original tonight, the time of the partnership, it would be Aser. Shenomar, Sivkotan Yezayin, again, that we should say that the Goy is working as a Shliach, Umishum Milsik is Schar Shabbos Lecha. Also, in terms of it looking like the Jew is getting Schar Shabbos, there is no problem. That Rehu Bahavlo, because here everything is being done through Havlo of the other days. The profit is coming in from the investment on Shabbos and during the week. Vayin Lekamon Simin Shun Zayin, Siv Gimel, Vesiv Dalad, Umasha, Kasafti, Shom, and Mishabura. Sivkotan Yud Ches. We said at the end of the Mechaber, V'chein ein ha'esek nikar mimihu. It's also not recognizable whose business is going on over here. Rotzalomar, D'mishum maris ha'ayin. Because of maris ha'ayin, she'yom rabrius, that people should say, She'eino Yehudi schirohu leka gamkein. The fact that people might say that the Goy is working as a hired worker for the Jew, we're also not concerned about over here. D'halo ein ha'esek nikar shalmihu. Here he's just giving him money. It's not something that's mechubel karka. It's not recognizable whose money he's investing. Shem haya nikr, because if it was recognizable, v'nikra al shem Yisrael, and it was called on the Jew's name, haya aser, then it would be in fact aser as maris ayin, k'mo shekosav simen reish mem gimel, sif aleph gabe merchas, like we learned earlier, l'gabe the merchas ayin shem. U'mikomakom, kol zeh eino mutter elokesh shelo yomai le'eino Yehudi sheyis asik b'hem b'shabbos. All this is only mutter if when the Jew gives him the money to invest, he does not tell him to do the work on Shabbos. Elo sheha'eino Yehudi ba'atzmo osakein. The guy on his own decides to do it on Shabbos, then it's okay. You didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. U'kamo shekosav ke'ein zeh b'sivhei, like we'll see shortly, emir tzashem in sivhei. Sivkoton yutes. The Rama told us again, Davka in this way that the Goy is doing all the work, but if there was a condition that the Jew works one day and the Goy works one day, so then it would be Aser, says the Mishabura, Imlo Shehisnu Imo Bazeh Kodem Shenishtatev Imo Kanal Basav Aleph. Again, if they are each working a day, it's okay if they made the knife in the beginning that the Goy gets Shabbos and the Jew gets Wednesday. But if they started the partnership just Tam and now the Goy is going to work Shabbos and the Jew is going to work Wednesday, that would not be good, because that's like the Jew hiring the Goy to do his chelak of the work on Shabbos, as we have learned previously. Says the Mechaber Vaitosev, hey, Mutter li Yisrael litein schora le'eno Yehudi limkor im kotzatz lo sachar. A Jew is allowed to give over merchandise to a Goy for the Goy to sell it if they set a price that the Jew is going to give to the Goy, an amount for his work. As long as a Jew doesn't say to the Goy to sell it on Shabbos, so a Jew gives merchandise over to a Goy, the Goy is going to sell whenever he wants, and the Jew says, when you sell it, I'm going to give you X and X amount of money based on what you bring in. He didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. That is mutter. New topic in the Mechaber. Tanur shelakocho Yisrael mashkon meino Yehudi. The discussion over here is that a Jew lent the Goy money, the Goy is going to pay back the money, and in addition, he's also giving the money that comes out of his oven to the Jew as the ribbis, as we'll see. So the Jew doesn't actually take the oven, the Goy keeps the oven, but the money that the oven earns is going to the Yid. So the Mechaber says, Tanur shelakocho Yisrael mashkel meino Yehudi. An oven that the Jew is getting the money that comes out of it as a collateral from the Goy. The kibel olav ha'eino Yehudi, and the Goy was makabel on himself. Shemashi yale schara tanur. That which money comes out of earnings from the oven. Yiten li Yisrael beribis ma'osav. That's going to be given to the Jew as ribis for the money the Jew lent the Goy. So the Jew is lending the Goy money, the Goy is eventually going to pay back, but in the interim, whatever money is coming out of the earnings of this oven, the Goy says is give to the Israel. Mutter litos chashavis, the Jew is allowed to take any money that comes out from that earnings of that oven being worked on Shabbos by the Goy. Why is that? Lefishu b'rishus ha'ino Yehudi. First of all, the oven is in the rishus of the Goy. V'ein li Yisrael chelek ba, the Israel owns no chelek, he has no shaychus that oven. V'gam ein ha'Yisrael omer lo lasok b'Shabbos. Also, the Jew is not saying a word to him about working on Shabbos. Ve'eino Yehudi ki katarach b'nashe tarach l'kayim tano. The guy is working the oven on Shabbos for his own purposes. He wants to keep his word. He said, I'll give you money that comes out of the tanner. So he wants to give the Jew money. So he's working for himself to keep his word. But the Jew didn't ask. The Jew didn't say anything. It all came from the guy. It's in the guy's rishus. So therefore, the earnings that come out on Shabbos, the Jew is 100% allowed to take. Now the Bialocha points out back on page Ches, when we discuss this case of Tanur, it's Lav Dafka Tanur, he says in the last line of the Bialocha on page Ches, V'hu adin b'chol echad mikol hanau. Really, it's really the same din by anything. The example over here is a tanur. That's the levush v'chemashma mitosos the lav dafka tanur pasha. This pasha tanur is just a mushul. Says the mishaburus of katan chav. This is going back to case number one of the mechaber, where we said the Yisrael is allowed to give merchandise to the goy to sell as long as he was katzatz lo sachar. He set a price that he was going to pay him as long as he didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, the oz amrinan adaite denavshei ovid ve'eno kashlucho. Once he set a price that I'm going to pay the guy a certain amount when he brings in a certain amount of earnings, then the guy is working for himself. He wants to reach that amount faster. So if he chooses to work on Shabbos, that's his own decision. The Jew did not encourage him to work on Shabbos, and that is mutter. The only condition was that the Jew can't tell him to sell on Shabbos. Very important, Mishabura. But if the day of the market where he's able to find buyers for the merchandise is bedafka on Shabbos, afilu b'stama aser, that even if he just tells him to do the work, he doesn't tell him when, it's still going to be aser. Tahavi ki'ilu amar mukharli b'shabbos. Then it's as if he said, sell it on Shabbos. That's the only day he can find buyers. So then it will be aser. It's ki'ilu the Jew is telling him to sell it on Shabbos. That would be forbidden. And the last point of the mechaber, the case of the oven, we said, the Jew lends the guy money, and the guy, as the ribbis, is telling the Jew, whatever earnings come out of this oven, I'm going to give to you. It's 100% mutter for the Jew to take it. The money that is earned from this oven on Shabbos is mutter for the Jew to take, even if it's not being swallowed up by other days. They don't need any tnai, you don't need any havla, because the money that comes out is not schar Shabbos. Like the Mechaber explained, the Jew has no shaychus to the oven. He doesn't own it, it's not his rishus. And the guy is only trying to keep his own word by earning money to keep the Jew happy who lent him money. So he's trying to give him as much money as he can. So he's totally working adayte in the nafshe. That is totally mutter. We'll stop here and continue with Sevav Emir Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.